Connecticut Representative Joe Courtney led a successful legislative campaign today in Washington, D.C. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, the House passed a federal bill that would require protections for healthcare workers against violence in the workplace.
Democrat Courtney says healthcare and social services workers are five times more likely than others to suffer from violence while on the job. The House bill would create a set of national protection standards for hospitals and other facilities.
This violence comes in the form of assaults, kicking, hitting, choking, and spitting from patients and residents and clients or those who may accompany them. It affects a worker's sense of safety at work. It contributes to burnout, absenteeism, high worker compensation costs, and stress.
If the bill becomes law, facilities will need to develop adequate workplace violence prevention plans. But Republican Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina calls the legislation short-sighted, costly, and burdensome.
Financially struggling healthcare facilities, such as rural hospitals and small businesses, cannot afford another costly congressionally imposed mandate from Washington.
Supporters say they'll now focus their efforts to pass a version of the bill in the Senate. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.